tonight is the final showcase for the 2018 Colts Cheerleaders Auditions. It's amazing, honestly, and having all these beautiful, supportive women surrounding me. We worked so hard for this week, and now we get to relax and see all of our hard work pay off.
Honestly, my first year was kind of a blur, and I feel like I didn't get to, like, soak it all in. It was just, I can't even believe that I'm standing here again today. So the second year would be just everything to me. It's like a chance to grow and get better, and it's everything. This organization has grown to mean a lot, and to be with my sisters one more year would be the best possible world.
Everybody, you know, pretty much doing the same thing, but you got to find that niche to what makes you different from everybody else. Like, why should we pick you? So, you know. For my auditions back in the day, you know, I just had to find a way to be different from everybody. You're going to get told no, you're going to get told yes, but you got to have thick skin and, you know, and know that if you don't get picked today, it's all right. You know, don't ever quit. So I'm excited to see what these girls do.
I have a great appreciation, not only for the process, but the way that the Colts handle the cheerleaders. I think there's a lot of respect given them, and they are great ambassadors for the city, for the organization. I think it's, I mean, my experience, I think they'd handle it differently, and I think that's really cool.
What we're looking for is a very well-rounded ambassador for the Indianapolis Colts. So that's a bunch of different things. And we have the women go through a series of tests through the week to just kind of see, like, who's got the full package. So we do a fitness test and a dance technique test and a business interview and a football test. And then tonight is a showcase of their dance abilities. And so we're looking for the best of the best. And they're getting judged in a variety of categories. I don't want anyone to feel embarrassed or that they didn't shine bright tonight, because you all did. Like, I wish we had a team of 45 amazing women, okay? All right, so here we go. Number 33, number 2, number 27, number 3, number 28, number 4.
You made it.
Yes. Yes, yes. Oh, it feels great to be back for a year, too. The process was just as nerve-wracking as my first year. So just going through and just making sure that I'm one step ahead of everything to come back as a vet, it was hard, but I'm glad that I'm back.
I'm so excited for the 2018 season. We have a very, very talented group of women that I know are going to work so hard this last week. Being able to see the work ethic from all of them was just tremendous. And the support system that they gave each other just let me know that we're going to have a great supportive team that is going to help each other push through anything, and that we're going to have a great performance at Lucas Oil Stadium.